Hello and welcome to the Creative Family Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Moulton, and I'm doing a series right now about home learning survival strategies, how to love your kids, get things done, and cut yourself some slack. So this is part four of this series, and I invite you to go back and listen to parts one through three if you have not already. Today I'm going to talk about what does it look like if I am working full-time or part-time and trying to educate my kids at home? So I guess my background is that for the past couple years, I've been juggling a lot of things. I've been working three jobs, which is a lot, but I've been working at a school, and at the school, some weeks are like 40 hours a week, some weeks are 10, and it kind of averages out to be about 20 hours a week. Spend a lot of that on the phone and the computer. And then I work as a consultant for a curriculum writing company and help check things for scientific accuracy. And then my husband and I run our own business. We sell honey and bees and stuff. So I also am a homeschool mom and have been for a number of years, and I'm trying to balance all this stuff. So if you're in that same place and you're trying to figure all this out, I hear you. I'm here with you, and I'm here to support you. I feel like educating my kids at home and trying to work and doing both of those things is sort of the ultimate juggling act, but it can work, and it can be a really successful thing. And I think that this is happening more often as families are reacting to COVID-19 and trying to figure out how to do this, how to navigate the world that we're in, right? And our new climate, and wondering about if schools are going to be open or closed, and trying different alternatives for educating their kids. And more people are choosing to do that from home. So doing that is, maybe it's sometimes easier because you can see it as a short-term thing that you have to do for now, and then hopefully things will go back to full-time schooling. Or maybe you'll like it a lot and you'll continue to do homeschool and or to educate your kids at home and continue to work too. So we'll have to see. You'll have to see what you like and decide for yourself about that. The first thing I want to say is that you can do this, and it feels overwhelming sometimes and it feels challenging, and it is hard, and parenting is hard, and it's supposed to be hard, and it's worth it, right? But this is something that we can do, and we can really learn to listen to our intuition about deciding how to teach our children, whatever that looks like. We're, as parents, as a mother, we have the best intuition for these kids, for our kids. Right? We love them more than anyone else in the whole world loves them, and we have the special intuition that can help lead us to the right place. And we can have faith in that and have confidence that we're going the right direction and that we're knowing what to do for our kids. Okay, so that's the first tip, is that you can do this. It's kind of just a boost of confidence that it's going to be okay and you can handle this and you can do it. And the second thing is a strategy that, if we invest time into our kids early in the day, then it makes the day easier. So we can fill up their love buckets by playing with them, by getting on the floor and playing Legos, or showing them how to do Play-Doh, or listening to them, or reading and snuggling on the couch, and really nurturing them first thing in the morning. It helps sort of set them up for the day, and it makes them so that they don't feel like they need you as desperately or as often throughout the day. They still need you, but anyway, that just plan that there will be interruptions, but that kind of helps mitigate those interruptions and makes them more loving. Another thing that we can do is we can set up an area for the kids to play near where we work. So kids want to be near us and they love us. And one of my mantras that I say to myself when I'm getting frustrated is, I love to be with my kids and my kids love being with me. And I think that one is true, and I remind myself that when we're frustrated with each other, because that's real too. So if they're playing near me when I'm trying to work, especially on the computer, I'll often wear some earplugs while I work So earplugs are nice. Like I put the, use the kind that you put into your ear, like the foam kind that roll up and you shove in there. I like those because I can still hear like the big things. Like if someone, like if there's a big crash, I can still hear it. Or if someone's really hurt or, you know, things like that. But it sort of muffles the noise and the kids can't see that they're there. So anyway, it's a little sneaky trick. My kids do know that I'm wearing earplugs, but they don't see that I'm not listening to them, if that makes sense. So I like to wear earplugs because it just muffles that noise and lets them be like in close proximity with me and doing their kid thing while I'm like trying to work. And then I try to research and provide like really engaging toys for my kids. The most engaging toys for our family are the ones that are sort of timeless. Things like Legos or wooden blocks or clay or puzzles or toy animals or, you know, things that they could really, you know, as they get older, they could play for hours and hours. I think that those are really great, the right toys to put in an area that's near you where they're going to play. It does make it a little messy. So if you're doing a lot of video calls, keep that in mind. Maybe utilize some of those like fancy Zoom backgrounds that you see. Like pretend you're at the Golden Gate Bridge or whatever, right? But it does kind of put like being physically near your parent helps the kids feel a little bit more secure in playing. Another choice is that if you're educating at home and working full time, is that it may be a good idea for you to choose more online learning than textbook learning that like requires you to be there as their teacher. Right, some programs, like if you have a choice through your local school to do, I don't know, like an online math program which teaches them and then gives them practice problems versus like a printed one where you need to teach the lesson and then they do the problems. Like maybe the online program is a better fit for that situation where you're working and the kids are trying to do school at the same time. So that it still may require extra help from you, like you still may need to help them stay on task and help them if problems are more difficult and they don't know how to do them, then it still requires your investment, but it frees up a little bit of your time if they're learning from an online teacher or an online program. And then when I'm at the computer, then it helps for my kids to be at the computer. If they're doing like the same thing as me, then we feel like we're kind of doing it together, even though we're not. We're doing it separately. I think another good tip is that if we're working and learning at home, that if we build in active play, then that can really help kids. And that can be a challenge depending on where you live and what things are closed. But some ideas, maybe, like if you have a backyard with a trampoline, to like spend time jumping out on the trampoline with them, if you can, to visit a local park if it's open, to take like a dance class or karate or swimming or something like that if those are open, to ride bikes, or sometimes just like a dance party at home can be what you need. Like play your favorite music, which for me is some like twangy country from the 90s. If you play some music and you can dance around and kind of be silly and like let off some steam that way, sometimes that helps as tensions build. And especially if kids have a lot of active energy, then building in some time to like roughhouse and play and move may really help them to be able to sit still and be calm for the time that they need to. Not that they have to sit still the whole time, like, right? They don't, but when they're doing all of their lessons on the computer, it helps kind of break it up if you have like sort of recess time. Also, we need to set some really clear boundaries between work time and family time. Like sometimes you have a deadline or a project that just really needs like a huge block of time. And sometimes that means that you let kids know that that's the time for work and then you'll have family time after that, right? Like, so it's okay to set some clear boundaries. And sometimes we can use screens to sort of help, like, manage that if it's a pretty desperate thing. Or if it's not, right? Screens are, like, used in moderation. I think that using screens in a balanced way is really important for families. Not eliminating them completely and not being on them all the time, right? It's somewhere in the middle. Okay, if you have a spouse or a partner, switch off working and parenting. That's a good tip. Like sometimes when I needed to get stuff done, my husband would come in and take the kids to take them out for an outing or to get ice cream or to visit a neighbor or horses or something like that. So if we can trade off and kind of support each other in our jobs, then that really helps. Another thing is an idea that may work for your family, but if it doesn't, then that's okay too. But is to consider spending one-on-one time with each kid for like one subject a day, right? So if that, like if they needed math help, then when they do their math, you could maybe try to be there just for that part and like help explain things to them. Or if they are an emerging reader and need like 20 minutes of you helping them read out loud, then that may be the thing to invest in with that kid. But like as much time you can spend with them, even keeping in mind that you do have to get your work done, the more happy and like easier they are. And I find that that is really true. Like the more I invest in my kids, the more I'm there and like interacting with them in like a meaningful way, the easier they are to parent. So that's why I'm suggesting that. The last thing I thought of is that it's okay to hire help as you need it, and if you can afford that in your family. Like if you're working and have a great job, maybe you can afford a tutor to help with that math. Maybe you can afford a house cleaner to come in and help pick up a few things if you're comfortable with having someone in your home, right? Maybe you can hire some babysitters to help and take your kids and do the active playtime, or just to have a human interacting with your kids as you get the things done that you need to. So I don't know if you need my permission, but I give you permission to do all these things and to try different strategies and to figure out what works for your family. And I hope that this helps you and helps you feel supported and that you're not in this alone. And even though it seems maybe isolating during our quarantines and as we're educating our kids at home and they're not, at school and you don't have like the whole backing of a school, then you're still going to be okay. You still have a support system. There's still other people experiencing the same thing as you. So, thanks for listening. And today we talked about what does it look like if we are working and trying to educate our children at home. So I hope this answered some of your questions. If you have more questions, feel free to reach out to me. I am at thecreativefamily.com, or you can find me on Instagram at thecreativefamilyhome. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks.